God, we just come to you tonight, Lord, thanking you.
Go ahead.
Thanking you, Father God, for tonight, Lord. Lord, we need a word tonight, Father God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the word, Lord. We thank you for the word that does and meet us exactly where we need it to, Lord. It gives us healing. It empowers us to strengthen us, Lord. It delivers us, Lord. It gives us joy. It gives us peace, Lord. We thank you for your word tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
You're welcome, Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you and we praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about fear.
Amen.
Slash, he won't fail you.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God.
Talking about fear tonight. I'm coming from the first scripture is coming from Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Yeah.
Fear thou not,
Amen.
For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I got another scripture, 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. God, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear,
come on,
but of power and yeah. of a love and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes.
And then 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love.
Yes.
But perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
Because fear has torment.
Mm-hmm.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. So
praise
fear
God.
Is all over the Bible, man. It's in there, fear not, it's in the Bible 365 times.
Hmm.
And I looked up some definitions of fear. And it says an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. One says an instant of this emotion. One says reason for alarm, danger.
Mm-hmm.
It says to be afraid of, expect with alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's another fear. It says to have reverence, you know, respect for God. That's
Amen.
A fear too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the fear I'm talking about tonight is, you know, that the one that paralyzed. She says alarm. Some more names. They come up under fear, anxiety, fearfulness, mm-hmm. horror, scare,
mm-hmm.
terror, panic, fright, dread, mm-hmm. fret.
Come on.
Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Man, for many, many years, I put up with fear, not understanding how to fight it back. I did it wrong. From a carnal point of view, I did it wrong for many, many years. You know, having guns and weapons and, you know, protection, putting guys around me that I knew that wasn't afraid to fight, to go to war. Whatever the case may be, when I was living worldly. And but when I came over here and when I finally understood who the real enemy was,
mm-hmm.
you know, and understand that I didn't have to tolerate it anymore, I started researching and Googling it on YouTube about fear. And but a lot of people, and I did for a lot of times, I let fear steal, I let it destroy. I let it paralyze. Mm-hmm. I let it kill some of my my dreams for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I continue to feed it. You know, I continue to let it run rapid in my mind. And it began to form how I think. Mm-hmm. It had a hold on how I move, how I live. Mm-hmm. It was affecting everything in my life.
Amen.
And I began to Google and see examples. Joyce Meyer talks strong about fear. Joseph Prince and Creflo Dollar. You know, I began to start, especially Creflo Dollar, speaking against, you know, man, he's a good example. He really, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, helped me where I had the training wheels on in my life, teaching me how to speak that word. And thank God my brother passed the seed too, you know what I'm saying, speaking that word and mm-hmm. building my faith so I could believe what I was speaking, what I was confessing. Mm-hmm. And I did it, and the enemy wanted me to think that it wasn't working. You know, but the more I read the word, the more I still practice, because it's either do you want peace, William, or do you want to continue to be paralyzed mm-hmm. and to be in bondage in fear? What do you want, William?
Wow.
You know, and to go to church and to see people operating in liberty and operating free, you mm-hmm. know, and me. I'm putting stuff up against my door, you know, to wind it back. I got shot too. And that kind of like traumatized mm-hmm. me too, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. but I had to start elevating and making God bigger than my problems. Cause he is.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Bigger than fear.
Yeah.
He's bigger than any type of gun or any kind of gang, any yes. kind of plot and plan, you know, oh my God, that's the relief that I got. You know what I'm saying? When I start allowing God to come in and going deeper with him and building my relationship with him, I ain't got to mm-hmm. watch everybody.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
I don't have to watch everybody. He sees everything. He said, we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help come from him.
Yes.
You know, yes. He nor sleep nor slumber. So I can rest because he's up. He watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear, if you do not talk back to it
mm-hmm.
and tell it what the word says, no yes. matter how many times yes. the enemy was telling me that this is right here, it's finna happen. Something's mm-hmm. bad finna happen. You're mm-hmm. not gonna get this job, you know, or your daughter's never, you know what I'm saying, gonna accept you, you know, or all this stuff used to taunt me, and I just used to just let it just rent so much space in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
speaking the word consistently,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
speaking the word consistently, you know, writing that word down on a piece of paper if you got to, yeah. putting it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And every time yes. that the enemy rise up, you know, mm-hmm. and I thank God, I used to talk about people that used to go to their phone when they was preaching, but mm-hmm. it's so beneficial and so quick now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was old school. I was taught to go to the pages and turn some pages, you know, but man, I flick his phone out, man, like a pistol. And right. I go to it and I go to that word.
Yeah.
And I know that great is he that's in me today. And I know that yes. he died for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm understanding, and I have revelation today,
yeah.
and understanding of who I am. I have a clear, better, a much clearer understanding
Amen.
That I
Amen.
Can find and that I can lose today. You know, Praise and I had to gather me some weapons like I did in the streets, and I started gathering me some scriptures and taking pictures and having them on deck, you know, with any situation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when anxiety rises up, nope, I'm not tolerating. No, you got to go. You
Amen.
Got to go. I'm pleading the blood. You got to go. And then that
yes.
loop,
yes.
10:19, that I have power over all the power. I have authority over all the power of the enemy.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I have authority over the enemy, you know. And whatever I command in the name of Jesus, he got to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have to speak it by faith, you know. So mm-hmm. it's my responsibility to be consistent mm-hmm. with this thing and mm-hmm. not be double-minded. Because sin, it's portals. When I started learning that the more that I gave in to sin, the more I opened up the door for the devil to come in to torment mm-hmm. me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to remind me of what I did and to lift it up. And he will make it so big.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned to be consistent on speaking the word and confessing this word and to see myself, you know, that I am a mighty man of God and I am strong in Christ and I am the righteous of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and his word will not return void.
Yeah.
And it's in 1 Samuel, I think it's the second chapter where he said, God, I make light and darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I create, you know what I'm saying? Where he said, I created light and darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in control of everything.
Yeah.
And then 103, Psalms 103, where he said, my throne is established in heaven. And my kingdom rules over all, you know, that's so powerful.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? To understand it when God started allowing me to see, you know, his mysteries and his secret, the more time that he seen that I was surrendering and I was crying out and praying, I was like, Lord, I'm tired of being in bondage with this fear. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of looking over my shoulder. I don't live like it no more. So why am I afraid all the time? Why am I, you know, and, I begin to stay on my knees. I begin to listen to Cindy Trim on warfare. And mm-hmm. I begin to repeat out to her. And I start, mm-hmm. you know, like I did in the streets, you know, I start getting me some stuff to fight with.
Yeah.
You know, and I begin mm-hmm. to write stuff down. And I begin to, you know, I got a whole lot of prayer call numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about everyone that you can think of. I have the prayer line number. Mm-hmm. You know, and I begin to talk to them about what I was dealing with. You know, because everybody can't understand, you know.
Right.
Well, how you know all this and you this and that and you dealing with that, you know. So I began to, the Holy Spirit was putting it on my heart, you know, call them prayer lines.
Mm-hmm.
Start talking, tell them what's going on with you. And so mm-hmm. I was getting more help. And then I was touching the grand more in prayer. And mm-hmm. we was binding that fear because it tormented me.
Mm-hmm.
It had me in shackles for a long time. And every day I have to speak to it.
Yes.
That's what I was like. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? I said, fear. You know, mm-hmm. that's what was the main thing that I've been dealing with that I look back for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Fear that my mom was going to die out there. You know what I'm saying? In her behavior. Mm-hmm. Fear that I wasn't going to be able to take care of my brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, I tolerated fear. It's deep rooted.
Yeah.
Deep rooted fear
down
in my heart, growing roots. And mm-hmm. I have to put the word on it every day to get rid of all the evidence, all the mm-hmm. residue of it, and mm-hmm. consistently speak the word of God against it. And then it'll go away for a little while, and then it'll come right back.
Yeah.
It'll come back with some help, it seems like, you know.
Yeah.
And I have to speak back to it.
Yes,
the blood. I have to plead the blood. I had to sing a song. I had to get in worship. You know, I pray and ask the Cantrell for some anointing oil. You know, whatever it takes not to tolerate it.
Yes,
and a lot of people that saved and then went to the altar and then said the little confession, they think that's it. No. Mm. You have to rebuke that devil 1,000 times sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or you got to fast to get your peace. To get your strength, to get what you need from God.
Come on,
and you got to constantly be talking to God about it. Lord, I can't beat this.
Praise God.
You know what I'm saying? I can't even watch a movie without this on my mind, Lord. I'm in the stores thinking, I don't live like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this. I am speaking your word. Right. I am confessing your word.
Right.
I am walking in obedience today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't live like it. I don't even go around that. I don't even know where to start to do that out there anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, But you said you come to give me life and life more abundantly.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
And I don't feel like I have it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said I can remind you of your word. You said you look over your word to perform it.
Yeah.
I am confessing your word, Lord.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to let that devil have his way with me? Or are you going to put a stop to this?
Mm-hmm.
You said through your servant, Paul, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you make me aware that we're going to wrestle.
Yeah.
But you said we're going to, you said vengeance is yours. So that's, you said the battle is yours too. So what's going on?
Come on.
Praise God.
Praise so I God. Can't focus on you. I can't work. I can't do what you, because this right here is taking up all my strength, my mental strength, my time, my peace. I can't sleep. I can't rest because this right here is overtaking me. So I need you to do what you said you're going to do, Lord.
Yes.
So that fear I had, it was aggressive in my life because I tolerated it so long, you know, and, you know, so it's the word though.
Yes.
It's the word that, you know, and now my strength is now when it comes, dude, you better get out of here.
Right.
It ain't me talking in fear anymore and torment and begging, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, oh no, we ain't dealing with that, gone somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that today. Yeah. So,
amen.
Yeah. So God is good, man. He is faithful, man.
Amen.
You know, he won't fail.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't never failed me. You know, I say better than I deserve, you know. And a lot of people say, why you say that, man? Because I was that Christian that was double-minded for a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But God knew my heart.
And
not that part he talks about in Jeremiah, desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. He knew that I wanted to help and love and encourage and be a witness for him and help and love people out of pain and love people from brokenness and sow and pay bills and tithe. And he knew I wanted to be a part and show mercy and grace and speak on the behalf of those that didn't look like they was going to ever get right. You know, he won't fail. And all of us are part of his process. Not understanding that he even orchestrated in order my steps. It says a man goes out of the Lord. How can he understand it? You know, even in the darkness, he played a part in it, you know?
Yes.
And not understanding that, that all things, people do use that scripture loosely, but all things do work together for the good.
Yeah.
You know, that love the Lord. And I'm talking about when I was hungry, when I was dirty, when I was nasty, when I was homeless, you know, when I couldn't keep $2 in my pocket, you know, when I just, when so many doors were shut in my face, he still made a way.
Yes, God will not.
You know, I'm talking about all locked up 13 times, shots, stabbed in the face, stabbed in the back, you know. I'm talking about give me a job and elevate everybody that's been putting me. I'm talking about he will elevate you in front of your enemies. He will. He will do it.
Amen.
He will elevate you over people that's got college degrees that looked at you sideways, that wouldn't give you a ride on the bus stop or seeing you walking, you know, or seeing you walking out the liquor store, you know. Or the scenes you went without going to church forever.
Praise
without
God.
A car. You know, them ones that looked at you sideways in the Bible study.
Yeah.
You know, when you raised your hand to say something. Mm-hmm. But God and His Holy Spirit and His glory would take over the room through my big mouth. You know what I'm saying? Amen. You know, and then, you know what I'm saying, with my little $30 a month Cricket phone, I'd be passing out my numbers to people older than me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, and then them same people I would give a ride because they table done turned and they down. And I never turned my back. I didn't say nothing. My mind probably said something now. Like, look at them. Now they getting it, but I ain't gonna be dirty like them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because today you can be on top of the world. Tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? You can be in your valley.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
You know, one of my favorites too is Paul. You know what I'm saying? I've learned to be, you know what I'm saying, with a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I be content when I have a little. Yeah. You know, but he won't fail, man. God will not fail, man. You know, a lot of people try to tell me, do it like this, do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Do it like, it's almost like an R&B song sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But that scripture, you know, you got to work out your own salvation with trembling and fear. You know what I'm saying? You know how this flesh is. You know what I'm saying? You want to do right, but a percentage of your body don't want to do right, but you feel that heat on the back of your neck that you better get on in there. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got too much grace. You know what I'm saying? One time I came in church, one time eyes bloodshot red, and I've been on one. And Mike Morris looked at me one time, said, "Brother Pentecost, I've been calling you." And he looked at me, said, "Man, I love you, brother." He said, "Man, but how much grace you think God gonna give you? How much more grace do you think He gonna give you?" And it's like, I stood in that lobby, man. You know, and I didn't know. You don't come in this world coming from your mom, coming from a background I do. You don't really, really just know how to take stuff serious. You know what I'm saying? You're so wishy-washy so long. You know what I'm saying? You're so practicing. It's just part of the character when you out there in the streets. You wearing 100 masks out there. You know? But I thank God for people that told me the truth.
Amen.
You know, I thank God, you know what I'm saying? I thank God for sometimes when I didn't have enough strength, enough faith, that I just rode on nails, you know? I thank God for the examples in my life to show me how to be a man, because I didn't have no good righteous examples. None.